Thursday, the 11th of July. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today we are celebrating the feast day of one of the major saints in our calendar. And I say major because he actually had a huge impact on the church as we know it, especially the Western Church. So that's our Catholic Western Church. But he's a very important saint, and his name is Saint Benedict. Oh, some of you have heard of him. That's right, the last pope chose his name, Benedict, as when he became pope. Benedict XVI chose his name for Saint Benedict. So Saint Benedict was a saint who lived in the time of the early church. And he lived in a time of great transition. He was born around the year 480, and he lived to the year 547. And he founded the Benedictine order. But more important than that, we could really say that Saint Benedict really begins, or he solidifies, the way of life that we know in the modern world as monasticism. And it's Saint Benedict who first writes a very clear rule of life that religious can live by, that's a way of life that's helping people who want to deepen their relationship with God to do so. And so he kind of codifies, or he brings into our understanding some of the ideas that now we take for granted for people who want to be nuns and priests and monks and brothers. He talks about celibacy and about poverty and about obedience and about stability, all of which are very important. So let's talk a little bit about what those vows are that religious take. Everybody, all the adults around you, are always the one they always remember is celibacy, because that's the one that sort of catches their attention. And what does that mean? Well, simply put, boys and girls, it means that nuns and brothers and priests take a vow of celibacy, saying that they won't fall in love with and marry somebody else or have a relationship with someone else, and therefore they also won't have children. So they're saying they're going to be specially available for God and for God's work in a different way to your moms and dads and your grandparents, although you may have an aunt or an uncle who is a nun or a brother. This is an important choice. It's a choice about someone choosing to live their life really for God and for God's people. I remember years ago I read a description of the difference between the vocation to married life and the vocation to celibacy. And James Martin, the Jesuit who wrote it, he said, the one is a vocation to love particularly. What does that mean, particularly? It means this in particular. So I say I will love this man or this woman and these children. They are mine, and I will love them and spend my life serving them. And that's what your moms and dads do. They love you in particular, and they love each other in particular, and they spend their time and their energy making life better for you. And you can say, really, do they? Well, who provides your shoes and your clothes and your food and somewhere to sleep? Your parents. The people who love you in particular. Or maybe you stay with your grandparents. They love you in particular, more than all the other children living in your city or village. You are their particular responsibility. That's what particular means. But your parish priest, or the religious sister teaching at your school, or the religious sister that you might meet in a hospital, they're called to love generally. They love all God's people, and they're available for all God's people in a special way, more than maybe someone who's married is, because they don't have a marriage partner. And they're available for a little bit more time for prayer with God as well, we hope. So that's that first vow, celibacy. The second vow, poverty, means that I don't own things myself. Although the community I belong to may own things, I don't own them myself. They're not mine and I can't do what I like with them. That's quite a hard one to get our head around, but it kind of means that we own things in common, like the early church did. So in the early church, we're told that the early Christians shared everything so that whoever needed something always had it. And you didn't say it's mine, you said it's ours. I think for some people, this is actually the hardest vow to keep, this idea of not saying it's mine, but it belongs to all of us. And so I can use it today and you can use it tomorrow. The third vow is obedience. So obedience comes from this idea of listening to God and trusting, religious have to trust this, that the people in charge of them are also listening to God. And so if the person in charge of an abbey, the abbot, St. Benedict was an abbot, he was in charge of the abbey where all the Benedictine monks lived, or an abbess who would be in charge of the abbey where all the Benedictine nuns lived, the person in charge gets to make decisions and everybody else gets to obey them. So it's a bit like being in school. Schools run a bit like this. Your teacher makes a decision and you all have to obey him, don't you? Only in religious life, you're supposed to do it joyfully. And sometimes you don't really want to do homework joyfully, do you? But there you go. And then especially for monastics, but not for everybody else, there's a vow of stability. A vow that says, I will stay in this place. This will be my monastery and I'll stay here. But a lot of the priests and the nuns and the brothers that you will meet don't take that vow. They move around. And so they might be in Johannesburg this year for a year or two. And then you'll find them in Kimberley the next year. And then you'll find them in Cape Town after that. A lot of these ideas about this way of living, although they'd been around a bit before St. Benedict, his rule of life that he wrote down in the Rule of St. Benedict was so clear and so easy to follow that even today people read it and follow it. And some of them are Benedictine monks and nuns, but many of them are ordinary lay people like your moms and dads who read the Rule of St. Benedict in order to discover just good advice about how to live a good Christian life. And if you were to boil all of the Rule of St. Benedict down to two lines, it would be probably to say this, that we are called to see Jesus in every person we meet and to love God with our whole heart. Let's close our eyes now. Let's ask for St. Benedict to pray for us, that we might see Jesus in everyone that we meet, and that we might love God with our whole heart. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.